Moe and Nan came down to the lake the very next night, just as the sun was setting. They knew they had to be quick if they were going to have a chance of saving the sea dragon before the fishermen got there. "It's a purple flower," Nan said to Moe. "It grows in among the wild garlic. Quick, look for it. I'll stand guard." She gripped her handbag tight and Moe felt his heart hammering in his chest with fear. "What if the fisherman comes?" "Leave him to me," said Nan. "Now go, get that flower." Moe started looking under the trees, in among the wild garlic, but the light was fading quickly and his eyes couldn't adjust to the dark. He stared and stared. He was on his hands and knees searching and suddenly he heard it. Nan coughed loudly. It was the signal. A shiver went down Moe's spine. He hunkered down in the wild garlic, hardly daring to breathe. He heard a voice, low and threatening. It was the fisherman. "What are you doing here, old lady?" "I'm just out for an evening stroll," Moe heard Nan say. "What about you? You're dressed a bit strangely for this time of year, I must say. And is that a spear?" "None of your business, you old bat. Now move along before I make you." "Of course, sir," Nan said in her best pretend polite voice. She raised her voice a little bit. "But you know, I might have a little scratch right by a tree trunk as I go. What are you wittering about? Get moving." The fisherman sounded terrifying and Moe heard Nan's footsteps recede. He was all alone and he didn't have the purple flower. What had Nan been going on about tree trunks? Had she been trying to wind the fisherman up? Tree trunks. It had been a message for him. As quietly as he could, he scrambled to the bottom of the nearest tree and began to feel in the earth. His fingers touched something, a small, delicate stem and a bobbing, soft-petaled head. He blinked, willing his eyes to see in the darkness. Was it his imagination or was the flower in his fingers a bright purple colour? It had to be. He cut the stem gently so as not to disturb any of the other plants growing nearby. He put it in his pocket. He waited with bated breath, hoping against hope. He heard the sound of the fishermen squelching down to the water's edge and slowly entering the lake. And then there was silence. It was a cold, empty silence. There were no bird sounds, no scuttlings in the undergrowth. Everything was waiting to see what would happen. Then, pandemonium. Bursting from the lake came the sea dragon, panicked in terror for her life. In a huge spray of sparkling drops, she heaved herself from the water and began to flop over the ground towards the woods where Moe was hiding. Moe willed her to move quickly. He did not think that the fisherman would let her go that easily. "Come here, come to me, I'll help you," he hissed as loudly as he dared, and then he almost regretted it because a huge panicky sea dragon lumbering towards you is not a pleasant sight. She stopped short at the sight of him, skidding on the earth, eyes huge and wide and terrified. "Please," said Moe, "I'm going to help you. I'm going to find a way for you to escape to safety, but I need you to open your mouth." But she was shaking her huge horned head. The spell, Moe thought, she could never leave because of the spell. She has to protect the king's treasure no matter what. Just as this thought occurred to him, he heard something else. "Moe!" It was Nan, back. She'd not gone far. She would never have abandoned him. There she came, thundering through the woods towards him, handbag flying. "Quick!" she said. "Do it now!" she was shouting. "The fisherman's following!" Sure enough, there was the glint of silver as the fisherman appeared, dark and monstrous in his wetsuit from the lake, eyes agleam with triumph as he raised his spear high, ready to launch it at the sea dragon. But thwack! Nan had fetched him an almighty smack over the head with her handbag. "Do it now!" she yelled at Moe. "I need you to trust me," Moe said to the sea dragon. The sea dragon turned her big dark eyes to him. She opened her mouth. The fisherman rose from the lake once more, teeth gleaming with hatred, turning his spear on Nan. Horror filled Moe. Thwack! Nan's handbag landed on the fisherman's head for a second time, and he reeled back into the water. And Moe put the flower in the dragon's mouth. And everything changed.